Coach, 24-13. Man, pregame preach, we talked about faith, focus, and finish. Your young team found a way to finish a game.
Yes, they did. I mean, they played hard all week. We practiced, and we wanted to be able to play the way we practiced. We practiced well. Our guys came out and just played from start to finish the way we want to be able to represent this state that we live in.
Coach, I got to ask you. Let's get this out of the way. Help explain. Help our listeners understand the confusion with the challenge and the calls the latter part of the game.
Oh man, great. That sequence. I could try to explain it to you, but I don't know if I do a very good job. I'll need to get some clarification on Monday when we talk. It was a weird sequence. I'm just so happy that we won the game, and it didn't hurt us. Just very happy about that.
All right, I got to ask you, what did you see and your staff see during the course of the week that nobody else in the National Football League has been able to figure out how to get Alex Smith off the dime and to beat these 49ers?
Well, you do have to credit our coaching staff and our players. I mean, we talked about the things we wanted to be able to execute in this game, and we felt like if we executed our game plan, we could win this game, even though we were hearing all the things about how they beat Green Bay, Detroit, and, of course, they went to the NFC Championship game. They are a very good football team. There's no question about it. We looked at the tape and said, man, these guys are good. But we also believe, Greg, that we have a good football team as well. And so we wanted to practice that way, and our guys did a great job of executing the game.
Coach, let us in behind the veil. What were the things? What did you tell your guys that you have to do in order to beat this 49er team?
We have to be the most physical team on the field. We have to defend the run. We have to be able to run the ball on offense. Two of their strengths. I mean, they can defend the run on their side. They do a great job of running the ball. We wanted to make sure that they weren't doing what they want to do on offense. They are a balanced group. I mean, they do a great job of remaining balanced throughout games. And we said we have to take something away. And I thought we did a good job against their run game. We didn't get away from our run game. Although there were going to be some one-yard gains, two-yard gains, we said we're going to pound the rock. That's what we do. We're built to run the ball and find our rhythm in the passing game. And we did what we were supposed to do. We had a little hiccup on kickoff return, but we'll get that fixed as well.
One notable difference, the discipline of this football team. San Francisco had, I think, 11-plus penalties. I think the Vikings had one. What happened during the course of the week that kept this guy, kept your team focused and disciplined?
Well, you can't panic. You played this game. It's important that you point out what the mistakes are. You make those corrections, and you trust if you have the right people in the locker room, they'll make those corrections. That's what we did. We pointed out the things we have to do better. Our guys responded, and we have to continue to do that throughout the season. We're a young team, so we're still learning a little bit about how to play in this National Football League, and we took a big step today.
I got to ask you about Mr. L. Raymond going out in the first half. We've seen a lot of things in this league, but that one didn't look too good.
No, it didn't, and I know it's something to do with his ankle. We'll learn more maybe this evening or tomorrow. But, our prayers and our thoughts are with Mistral. We're hoping for the best.
Coach, last question before we let you go. The play of your quarterback, Christian Ponder, continues to make strides and improvements.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing a great job leading our football team. His execution has been off the charts. He just continues to rise to every situation, every sequence, and just very proud of the way he's playing.
And you're going to have to forgive me. I said it was the last one, but Percy Harvin, I mean, what can you say about him?
Man. He's got to be the best multi-purpose player in the National Football League. He does so many things to help our football team win. Not only the production, Greg, but as you know, players get inspired when you have a guy who makes some of the plays that he makes. It raises everybody else's level of attention to detail. And he's a tremendous inspiration, a great player for our team.
Coach, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
That's head coach Leslie Frazier, 24-13 Vikings over the San Francisco 49ers. Hey, Musk, back upstairs to you guys.
All right.